On a Monday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. China's ruling Communist Party has announced a new leadership lineup as President Hu Jintao begins his final five-year term in office. He appears to have strengthened his hold on power, but as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, he is unlikely to make any bold political moves.
Hu Jintao today led the procession of nine men in dark suits into a room in the Great Hall of the People. The men stood stiffly in hierarchical order in front of a mural of the Great Wall in autumn. Hu then introduced the members of the new Politburo Standing Committee, the country's de facto ruling body.
The eight other comrades who are elected as members of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau are Wu Bangguo.
Analysts say this is about as much as Hu can consolidate his own political power. Allies of his predecessor Jiang Zemin have stepped down after reaching the unwritten retirement age of 68. But China Youth Daily journalist Li Datong says that Hu has only enough clout to rule by consensus. Hu is the kind of guy who must get the backing of the majority to make key decisions, he says. But this is not just his character, it's that time has brought us to this state of affairs. There is no leader who has more authority than his peers. The new standing committee includes two men in their 50s who are now in line to take over as China's president and premier 5 years from now. Analysts believed that Hu Jintao wanted to name Li Keqiang, a party boss from northeast China, as his successor. But Shanghai party boss, 54-year-old Xi Jinping, is now in position to succeed Hu. Of course, anything could happen in the 5 years before the next party congress. He Husheng is a party history scholar at People's University in Beijing. He says that Xi Jinping was the leadership's consensus candidate because of his policy expertise in two key areas.
China needs this sort of person to deal with the practical issues it faces. One is that Xi is very familiar with the Taiwan issue. The other is that he's familiar with the economic issues, in particular Shanghai and the Yangtze River Delta, which are economically most competitive.
In prepared remarks, Hu Jintao repeated his slogans of sustainable economic development and providing more basic services.
We will conscientiously adhere to scientific, democratic, and law-based governance, never fail to uphold integrity, and work selflessly for public interests.
In his opening speech to the Congress a week ago, Hu Jintao mentioned democracy more than 60 times. But analysts agree that judging from Hu Jintao's first 5 years in office, the chances are slim that Hu will roll out any big political reforms. Again, People's University's He Husheng.
China's politics will definitely become more standardized. It will become more democratic, and the government will pay more attention to the people's livelihood. But any big changes in the political system are out of the question. Don't even hope for that in the next 20 years.
Liu Dasheng is a legal scholar at the Jiangsu Provincial Party School in Nanjing City. He says it's important to remember that the party congresses and their elections are essentially for show, and that the big decisions are made beforehand. He quotes a Chinese witticism about the Communist Party. They hold big meetings to decide small issues, he says. They hold small meetings to decide big issues, and to decide issues of vital importance, they hold no meetings. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.